Hi, song leaders. This is the Advent 2015 Table Acclamation. You're going to be using the silver setting on the Shruti box, and if you can, use only the C notes of that setting. There is a G in there, and if you happen to use it, it's not a big deal, but if you can, leave it out. So for the first three sections, feel free to improvise. I'm going to give you some suggestions now, and then I'm going to go over the glories, the Christs, and the amens. And then I'm going to teach you some optional harmonies that you can introduce to the congregants once they're comfortable with the main melody line. And here's a technical note that if it doesn't make sense to you, don't worry about it. It's all going to become a lot more clear and concrete once you hear what I'm talking about. This is in the Mixolydian mode, which means it sounds a lot like a major scale, except the seventh note of that scale is lowered. So for C major, the B is actually going to be a B flat. What that sounds like is an F major scale. But don't let that fool you, because it still is going to be on the silver setting and not the blue setting, which I believe is F. So just a note for that. So let's just get started. Enough talk. All right. May God be with you and also with you. And also with you. Lift up your hearts, we lift them to the Lord, we lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give God thanks and praise. It is right to give God thanks and praise. And then the presider improvises. And here are the glories. Glory to you forever and ever. Glory to you forever and ever. Glory to you forever and ever. Glory to you forever. And then there are a couple more sets of those, and we get to the Christs. And this is slightly different at the end than the glories. It just ends on E, it doesn't go back up to the G. I'll sing it for you.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
And the amens at the end go like this. And there are also some optional harmonies that you can include. One is low and one is high. I will start with the low, then I'll do the high, and then I'll do all three of them together so you can hear what it all sounds like.
Glory, glory, glory to you. 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 Glory, glory, glory to you.
Now here's all three all together.
Glory to you forever and ever. glory to you.
Can do those same harmonies with the Christs and the Amens, but you can just sing the same words for the Christs and the Amens as are sung in the melody line. So it would be,
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
And the Amens are self-explanatory. Okay, so that covers it. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me or just catch me before rehearsal. All right, happy singing!